Bit of a throwback Thursday. Mm-hmm. Love this. Love this.
Yeah, man. My throwback is really close to my heart, eh?
Yeah.
So in 2011, I lost the love of my life. That's my mother.
Mm.
And I don't know, for people who've lost a parent or parents or someone close to them, there's always little things that take you back there, you know? So I'm currently filming on a soapy. And we had this car chase scene.
The Queen, right?
The Queen. And which is not Tilly's favorite soapy, it turns out. Anyway.
No.
So we're filming on the Queen. And they bring me this Honda Ballad. They're like, you're going to have to drive this car. This is your getaway car. Number one, no power steering. Number two, it's a manual, right? So obviously the crew are already going, yeah, teams, we can help you out. You know, do you need us to reverse it for you?
Shut
I'm like,
up.
Guys, I got this.
Yeah.
I get in this car. And what I did in this car stopped production. Like, I kid you not, in a take, I did a killer chase where there were curves. There were really sharp curves that I had to take at speed with the other actress hanging out the window, shooting. I don't want to give it away too much. But anyway,
you
so this
nailed
was,
it.
Yeah, this was proper Skopskit and Donut. And when I stopped the car and I was getting this applause from the crew, I actually got very emotional.
Yeah. Why?
Because it reminded me so much of my mother.
Mm.
The way I just took to that car, I mean, these guys could not believe it. The director even said, you have to come and watch this take. And I don't know if this has ever happened to anyone where you actually get overwhelmed with emotion and you need to recover from it. Because I realized how much I am my mother's child. Like, literally, it was a mild, sunny day with not even a breeze in sight when this apple fell from the tree. Because I took to that car like my mother took to cars.
Like, are you telling me your mother was quite a hectic driver?
My friend, at her funeral,
yeah,
people were talking about how my mother was just not afraid of cars. First of all, my mother was the first woman in her village to drive a car.
And she drove that car.
Oh, my goodness. I remember she once said to me, not to me, because you go like, pew, past the red light, which I don't encourage. But she once went through a red light. I said, Ma! She goes, it wasn't very red. But my mother was one of those women, like, because we used to have to travel between Buputatswana and Free State. This was back in the day before freedom. And so she'd always know that at this time there's going to be roadblocks with those scary cops. So you didn't, you know what I mean? So my mother was not afraid of a car. And yeah, man, that's my throwback. First of all, I had to drive a car with no power steering.
That already is a throwback.
Listen. But it really, it got me thinking, like, for throwback, man, what are the little things that remind you of your mom or your dad, you know? Those little things that make you go, yeah, whether I like it or not, I am very much like this person.
And dare I say, like, the older you get, those moments hit you.
Yeah.
Because then you think to yourself, oh, my word, I'm actually becoming them at some point of your life, you know?
Yes, yes. And it's
beautiful.
It's,
I love that story.
It was so bittersweet for me because I'm like, Demi, you're at work. You can't be catching feelings right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No,
I don't like to sit in emotions. I'd rather...
On the line is your vehicle sponsor. They want to have a word with you.